Assalamu alaikum.
I'm Selma.
And I'm Mariam.
Welcome to our podcast,
The Hijabi Girls. Welcome to our first episode. Today we'll be talking about World Hijab Day.
So first we're going to start with what is the hijab? So I know a lot of people have a lot of questions. If you wear the hijab, if you don't, I think this will be interesting for you. So basically the hijab is a veil. Yeah, that's what it means in Arabic. Which makes you, that shouldn't be the word.
Which protects you
and covers you from the top of the head to the below the ankles, just below the ankles. And some people have so many different ideas of what the hijab is, and honestly there's so many different ways of wearing the hijab. I'm going to talk about that after, but sometimes people think that the hijab is from the top of the head to just the shoulders, and that is totally fine. And you know, always saying, but me
some
and
people just like to cover their chest, you know, some people like to keep it away from them. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of scarves that are styles that they just cover the head and then they wrap it around the neck.
I've seen that one. Yeah, I sometimes wear that one too.
They do it all the time.
Me and Mariam right now we wear like an abaya, so
yeah,
that's for one of the ankles. But yeah, Mariam's now gonna go on to some of the history of the hijab, aren't you?
Yeah, well, that's actually really interesting. I think there's an ayah that Allah says to the Prophet, "O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the believers to draw their veils over their bodies. That will be better, that they should be known as free, respectable women, so as to not be annoyed." So, I heard this story about when this ayah was revealed. There was a woman in her house with her sons and her husband and whatever. And they were reciting this verse outside her house. And when she heard it, she literally took off her apron and chopped it up and covered her head and covered her whole body.
Wow, that's real.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
My mom told me this story.
Wow. You know, yeah. I think it's very similar to what we do right now. If someone knocks on the door house. Quickly, I just have to put in everything I find.
I know.
It's just so, tense. Yeah. Like, oh no, wait for a second. It's really tense. So,
when you're, like, with your extended family, they can't walk in and you're just like, wait.
Cover your head.
Yeah.
So right now we're gonna move on to different styles and types of hijabs. So me and Mariam's, or Mariam and I's favorite material of hijab is chiffon, isn't it?
I think a lot of people love chiffon.
A lot of people like chiffon. There's also many other materials, jersey, what other ones are there?
I think there's
I think I read about
like
it.
Cotton
scarf, satin scarf.
Oh,
satin scarves are nice.
My mom always wears them.
Really?
She was wearing them last night.
Really? Was it a satin scarf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or silk scarves as well.
Yeah. Sorry for that. I'm eating a push pop. I'm licking a push pop.
Anyway. Can't eat it.
So for example, for my style of hijab, I wear the most popular kind of hijabs.
The wrap
one, and then the famous point.
I think girls mostly I think the only thing they need in their life is a perfect point.
It's a perfect point.
I saw a meme once, men, you guys think that women actually care about you, the only thing they care about is, and they showed a picture of a woman with a point.
The point.
And then they circled the point thing. And I just love
the hijab. Yes, that's so true. That's the thing. For me, if you don't get the point right first time, it's going to be a bad hijab day.
Yes.
It's so sad. Anyway, for you, Mariam, you wear the crisscross type at the top. I like that one. It's very
nice. It's not really crisscross. You just leave the point and then you just push it in and pin it in like that.
It looks very crisscrossy. Yeah. Anyway, there's also many hijabs that you tighten around your neck and you put one and then
there
one over your shoulder.
There are some ones that wear the ones that from the head and then to the knee.
Have you seen those?
There's so many different,
there's so many. Oh my god, the Turkish styles
they've actually started making underscarves with the crisscross layers so that you can literally just wrap.
My mum has one of those. sometimes, you know, you don't always need the point. Sometimes people like do like the oval. They like don't leave it. Like
I used to do that.
Yeah,
I still do it.
Do you? I haven't seen you in a long time. Anyway, what's next, Mariam? What are we going to talk about next?
I think we're going to talk about hijabis that change the world. Ooh. This is actually a really good topic, and it's something that nobody can ever cover. There are so many women before the time of the Prophet and after.
Up until nowadays,
up until now, there's so many, like, it was the girl that went to the Olympics, hijabi girl.
I don't watch the Olympics. she
was Muslim, African Muslim hijabi.
Wow.
Yeah, there's so many new hijabi ballerinas and models.
Models, Halima.
Halima Aden, yeah, she's amazing. Ilhan Omar.
I've heard of them.
So many.
Yeah.
But one of the most, if you just think about it, the first Shaheed of Islam, the first martyr of Islam was a woman. Her name was Sumayya. She was the first, she was basically, her and her husband and her son were tortured by the Meccans because they were Muslim.
Wow.
They wouldn't renounce their religion. So she died because of the torture. She had it was really painful.
Sorry, I'm biting too hard.
And the wife of the Prophet, who was one of the best scholars ever, the daughter of the Prophet.
Which
as
wife?
Well,
because
Aisha radiallahu anha. Okay. And the daughter of the Prophet, who was one of the women promised Jannah. So many people. There was Fatima al-Fahri. The first person
Also, right, like Fir'aun's wife.
Fir'aun's wife, Asiya. Oh, and the mother of Isa. Like, imagine being a virgin and having a son. How much
stress that will put on you. Like,
not just stress, but how much thingy.
Embarrassment. Like, at that time, everyone
blessing Allah's given you. If you are somebody chosen by Him.
Yeah, yes. But, like, at that time, everyone used to think, imagine how embarrassed she used to be, because everyone would think, oh my god, you're not a virgin anymore. Yeah. Like, oh, that's so disgusting. But, like, she didn't have anything to do. Anyway, so...
Well, there was the Fatima al-Fahri, the person to build a university. She was the first person.
Mm.
All the universities came from her idea. She was...
I like it.
The first to develop.
I like her a lot. Anyway, so you want to talk a bit more?
No.
Okay. So we're going to move on to hijabi influencers.
Oof.
My favorite
topic. Her strong point.
Oh my god, I'm going to put down my push bot for this, you know? That's a big... one of my favorite influencers as a hijabi, I have TikTok, and as well as many listeners, if you're listening, probably have TikTok. You have TikTok, and stop moving my carpet. one of her name is actually Zara, but her username is Muslim Thick. I know, don't really. Is that a ruler away from me? Fine. Anyway, sorry, went off track a bit there. Her name's Zara. She's such an amazing person. So cute, and she speaks with such a nice low voice. She has amazing hair and everything, modesty. And honestly, she was invited to the Grammys because TikTok partnered up with the Grammys to send two of the TikTokers to
so
watch
amazing
it.
How they picked her.
I know, she was picked with another girl. Forgot her name. Her username is My Juicy Steak.
No idea.
I forgot it. Come on, Mary. We really need to keep up with TikTok.
I need to keep up with TikTok. I need to keep up with my sleep.
Oh my god, me too. Anyway, so she is absolutely amazing. I'm so happy because she takes everything in her stride. She really, at the first, she was such a small TikToker, but now she's grown up so much. Like, countless people on TikTok are.
It's so beautiful how she hasn't lost, you know, some people when they get famous, they lose their dignity.
Yes! Like, oh my god.
So you see so many of the old Muslim YouTubers. And
they lose their hair and everything. And it's so sad. But I'm so happy that right now she has over 2 million followers.
Joking
so much. Yeah, let me, I need to check. Sorry Zara, if that's wrong. I haven't checked, but she's amazing. And that's all I want to say. Someone that's on TikTok, let alone on all the other platforms, Instagram, this girl, ironically, this girl also has TikTok. Her name's Layla. She's a makeup artist, which I think is just an artist in itself. And she does so many nice, like, funny, like, videos. And the amount, oh my god, she's amazing at her makeup. Like, all I'm saying is that's the girl I take influence from.
Yeah.
She knows just... And she's so nice because it makes us relate to, you know, she's a Muslim, yeah, and we're Muslims, and makes everyone. So that's like the hijabi influencers make a big impact in our lives, because if there was no one that really, that kind of motivates us,
it would be much harder.
Much harder to accept, you know.
Definitely.
So, yeah, so now we get to move on to the stories, personal stories.
Just to say, those two aren't the only.
Yes, of
there
course.
Are so many influencers, yeah, that are Muslim designers, Muslim models.
Yeah.
You've got Halima Aden.
We already said, yeah.
Amaya. You've got so many people out there.
There's so many people, actually, yeah. They're, like, amazing.
Yeah. Well, now we're going to go on to personal stories.
This is a nice part.
It's our personal experience with hijab. Personally, I've only been wearing hijab for 3 years. I don't know how much you've been. Probably been wearing it for your whole life.
I have,
on
since,
and off.
Since I was like eight.
Yeah. I never used to wear a scarf until I actually had to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Which is ironic, because not ironic, but it's funny. I don't know where I found my strength to actually.
It's crazy,
when
yeah.
When it came to me deciding, I don't know how I made the decision that I have to wear it.
Yeah, it's been hard.
Yeah. How does it make us feel? It's really. It's a beautiful experience, but it's also scary.
Yeah, it feels scary that from now on you have to wear it. Like,
yeah, it's also.
I feel like it's nice that our parents don't. Force us because it's so sad that some people's parents force them to wear a scarf, which I think is the wrong way to go about telling your child to wear a scarf. Like, both our parents don't, like, tell us that you have to wear it. It's all our choice.
I remember even when I had to wear it, my mom was telling me, are you sure you actually want to wear it? Like, I'm not going to force you. My mom is a strong believer. She's always been, like, ever since she converted. She's Albanian. She's thought she was Muslim her whole entire life. But Muslim by like name. They didn't even know the Shahada. But when
history,
she actually
we're getting a bit of history here.
Yeah. when she actually decided to wear a scarf and I had to wear a scarf, she was telling me, I'm not gonna push you. Do whatever you feel's best.
Yeah.
She was giving me advice and she was not pushing me at all.
Even now, for me, I wear my scarf constantly in the UK.
Yeah.
But sometimes on, like, holiday, if I go, there's a lot of, like, times that I don't. And I don't feel, like, right now, I feel that my mum and dad always, every before the holidays, they always check on me, like, do you want to wear it this time? Do you not? Like, I've had multiple holidays that I've actually worn it and it hasn't been bad at all, so...
It also depends where you are. For example, you go to France a lot because of your family.
Yes,
but
yes.
That's different than going to Turkey.
Yes, because two different countries, two different beliefs and everything. Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's both.
I feel like hijab makes me, like, there's a lot of people that now, they don't trust hijabis that much. Like, I remember I went to the shopping centre and I lost my mum and I was trying to find her and I didn't have my phone with me. So I knew I didn't want to ask some, I don't know, white person or some, I don't know, non-Muslim, because I knew they weren't gonna actually help me, because I knew I don't know, you've seen those videos where the hijabis, they take their phones and run away with them, the hijabis. There's some men disguised as hijabis, but
yeah.
And I actually approached an Asian family and there was actually a hijabi there. And I asked them, can I borrow your phone because I've lost my mum and I need to find her. And they actually didn't give it to me.
Oh.
I know. And I remember they were waiting for the lift and then my mum suddenly came and she found me. And they saw it. I don't know. It's just, I was so
I feel
glad
like
that
that's
I
a
found...
lesson.
Yeah.
That's a lesson for them. I hope they learnt in before. So I think we're gonna move on to a game right now. And we're gonna do this kind of every week for a game, because I think at the end everyone, you know, will have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be playing Two Truths and a Lie.
Okay.
Oof. Okay, so this will be the halal kind of lie.
Astaghfirullah.
Anyway, so do you want to start? Yeah, you can start.
You start.
Okay, fine, I'll start then. Let's think of two choices and a lie. You know so much about me. You're literally my best friend, so. I went to Turkey 5 times. I wore my scarf to France when I was 9. And I failed my SATs in year 6.
Oof! Actually, I have no idea about your SATs.
Well,
I think that's a lie though.
Okay, go.
You're
ahead.
Smart. And the other two are truths.
Which one? Which one's a lie?
That you failed your SATs.
Okay, no. The lie is that I went to Turkey 5 times. I went to Turkey 4 times.
That's so close though.
Well.
So you actually
failed my SATs. Yeah, I failed my SATs by 1 mark. But I'm doing. But I'm really smart in my school.
Yeah,
so
of course.
I'm top. So, yeah, guys, wow. You guys know a bit more about me now. Yeah. Okay, your turn. You. Come on.
I'm thinking. Wait.
Okay.
I haven't been in Albania for 4 years. Mm-hmm.
I really don't want to do any editing, Mariam. Come on.
I talk too much and...
So you haven't been to Albania for 4 years?
Yeah.
You talk too much and... I'm still eating my push pop, you know, just licking it. Come on.
I never comb my hair.
So that's two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the Albania for 4 years is a lie. Because you haven't been to Albania for 3 years.
No, that's...
It's true.
Yeah. It's going to be 4 years this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So which one's a lie?
So you guessed now. They were pretty easy.
I already guessed.
Pretty easy. It was the one that I said I don't never comb my hair.
No, you do in the shower.
That's what I'm saying.
You do in the shower.
That's what I'm saying. That's the lie.
It's a lie. Okay. Okay. So that was long.
That was.
I swear I'm gonna choose a better game next time.
I was like, I know so much about myself, but when someone asks me, I'm just like, I don't know.
Okay. So that was a 17-18 minute podcast. That was That was good. That went fast.
It goes so fast.
It went so fast.
This
was
our first podcast ever.
High five. Yes. I can't believe this was our first ever, and it was World Hijab Day today. So yeah. Happy World Hijab Day, everyone.
Yep. So now our anniversary is going to be with Hijab Day.
Yes. Ooh. Anyway, so I hope you all...
signing off.
Signing off, me and Mariam.